David's Daily Digital Dollop, Dollop 84. Plain, but not so simple. Fortunately, we managed to get booked onto today's flight to Canberra and have arrived safely, in spite of the fact that I was a bit worried that I might be responsible for killing everybody on board the plane. As with our flight to Melbourne, there was another example of seemingly anomalous messages from the airline stewards. We may have solved the one about me being told off for putting on my seatbelt too early. Jill commented, "As far as I know, all airlines ask you to leave your seatbelt unfastened when refueling. I have always assumed that this is so that in the event of the fuel igniting, everyone can get off the plane faster. I can ask the staff on my plane journey home in order to try and verify whether Jill's hypothesis is correct, but I doubt that if I asked them, they would give me a straight answer in case it was overheard by a nervous flyer. I've been on two planes since then, and each time I've put on my seatbelt as soon as I board, and no one has said anything. I may be endangering my own life and possibly the lives of the people in the seat next to me, but I think it's worth it in order to see if anyone says anything to me about it, which obviously I'll report in this blog. I'm sure my fellow passengers would understand that their lives may be being put in danger due to a blogger carrying out some important research. I would argue, however, that I am not really impeding my exit by keeping my seatbelt on. If the fuel happened to ignite, then it would take me less than a second to take off my seatbelt, and I really don't think that that amount of time would really matter. But this kind of hubris may end up killing me and others one day, and perhaps this dollop will be read or even played out in school assemblies to warn children about the importance of taking safety instructions seriously. Even bloggers carrying out important research aren't exempt from the rules. Or maybe this blog is being played out over the aeroplane's PA system as a warning to stubborn flyers who think that they're above the rules. Hello, by the way, if you are listening to this on an aeroplane. Hope you have a pleasant flight. As my voice plays out over the plane's speakers, some people will be sobbing in their seat as they recall where they were when they first heard the news about this discovery of my body smouldering in my seat with my seatbelt still fastened. How was I to know that I'd get pins and needles? A group of women are gossiping together. Oh, I heard he was a right sexist chauvinist pig. Another group of people will be reminiscing about their favourite David Eagle moments. Oh, I used to love his stories about his kettle. And of course, we all remember his catchphrases, don't we? Collie? Flour? I wouldn't imagine it would taste very nice. Classic moments from a true comedy genius. If you're not a David's Daily Digital Dollop regular, then the last few sentences would probably be a little bit confusing for you. But if you're not prepared to put in the groundwork, then you can't expect the rewards. Just before we reached the plane, there was a lady checking our boarding passes. As I got closer to her in the queue, I heard her ask someone, "Is there anything dangerous in your bag, sir?" To which the man simply responded, "No." And that was it. He was allowed to pass. Then the person behind me was asked, "Do you have any spare batteries in your bag?" To which the lady answered, "No," and again was allowed to pass. The person behind her was asked whether he had anything dangerous in his bag. He didn't even give an answer, but just marched purposefully onto the plane. Rather than calling him back, she just trailed off halfway through her question and said nothing about it. The next lady was asked whether she had any spare batteries, and again, the answer was no. We were getting close to the front of the queue. I did have a pack of batteries in my bag. Should I say something? I didn't want to have to forfeit them, as I needed them in order to record these dollops and things for the Young'uns podcast. But at the same time, I didn't want to be responsible for killing people. If taking batteries onto a plane is dangerous, then why didn't someone say something earlier? We'd already had numerous checks before we got to this point, which is right to the steps of the plane. It seemed a bit stupid to wait until the last moment before asking people about batteries. And what did she mean by spare batteries? She wasn't asking people if they had any batteries. It was whether they had spare batteries. If the batteries are housed in my digital recorder, then does this mean that they aren't classed as spare? But if they are loose and just lying around in my bag, does that then fall under the spare bracket? The batteries were all together in a pack. Does this still make them spare? There were still lots of people waiting to board, and I didn't want to hold everyone up by asking lots of questions. But surely the question is too open to interpretation in order for me to know how to answer it properly without posing further questions to establish whether my batteries are deemed spare or not, and whether they are classified as dangerous. I'm also a bit confused by the seeming casualness and randomness of her questions. Sometimes she'd ask someone if they had anything dangerous in their bags, so other times She would ask about the spare batteries, and sometimes she wouldn't ask any questions at all, but just let them go through unchallenged. And seemingly, if someone doesn't want to answer her questions, then they can just walk off, and she'll just let them go without contest. Plus, what does she mean by dangerous? We're not the experts. We're just boarding a plane in order to get from A to B. How are we meant to know what she means by the word dangerous? Surely, if she's asking the questions, and then the questions are that important, then rather than relying on people's memories to remember what's in their bag, their correct interpretation of what's meant by dangerous, and also their honesty, you shouldn't be able to just say no and then be allowed to walk on the plane or just walk off and ignore the question completely. The system, if you can call it a system, was clearly random and ridiculous. Should I feel obliged to report my batteries even if she doesn't ask? I mentioned it to Sean and he suggested that I should just not say anything, even if asked. He didn't seem to be too concerned about possibly being an accomplice in his own death. There were three people to go before me in the queue. The first wasn't asked anything, but was just allowed to go through, even though he had a large bag with him that could have been bulging to bursting with batteries. The lady next to me in the queue was asked the battery question. I'd noted that so far, only ladies had been asked the spare batteries question. Was this just a coincidence, or another crazy random element of their ridiculous system? The man in front of me was asked whether he had anything dangerous in his bag, to which he responded that he didn't, and he was allowed to just go through. Then it came to me and Sean, and we were just waved through without question, even though we both had bags and I had batteries. In fact, we were waved through so quickly that she'd already moved on to the next person in the queue, who was being asked if they had anything dangerous in their bag. I mean, I could hold up the queue, even though I'd been dismissed, and explained to the woman my confusing battery situation, but given that there were potentially hundreds of people already on the plane with batteries and dangerous items, I felt as if there was little point, so we just boarded the plane with my batteries and Sean's collection of knives. Fortunately, despite the haphazard safety checks, the plane touched down in Canberra absolutely fine without issue, and we're ready now to play our final Australian festival before heading home.